A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, Congressman Chris Stewart is going to resign his seat in the U.S. House, and he's coming home to Utah. That's the word from a source who spoke directly with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz. Lindsay is joining us live.
Yeah, Jeff, a high-ranking Republican official close to Stewart tells me an announcement is imminent. They could not confirm the reason for his pending departure, but reports have indicated it's due to Stewart's wife's health. Now, once Stewart does resign, his seat gets filled by a special election for the voters of District 2. And when that happens, it all depends on when Stewart's seat is technically vacant. The governor has 7 days from that vacancy to announce the schedule. And if it's not the same day as this year's municipal election, well, then there needs to be a special legislative session to set the new dates and give some money towards it. This year's primary for city elections happens August 15th and the general election November 7th. That's a tight turnaround. We have not received calls back from anyone in Stewart's office or campaign to be able to confirm this. Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. We have developing news on KSL News Radio. Less than a month after her public apology, a Salt Lake City councilwoman has just announced her resignation. This is Amy Fowler speaking before city council earlier this month.
I recognize that this city may have caused that, that this incident may have caused a lack of trust. And I will work hard to rebuild that trust.
Today, she emailed out a statement that her last day on council will be July 3rd. Amy Fowler was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Utah County back at the beginning of May. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she believes Fowler's decision was made after careful thought and consideration. KSL News Time 5:01. Our top national story this hour. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is spending the day threading the needle. Ahead of a vote, he's trying to build Republican support for the debt ceiling deal. Some conservatives in Congress are still a hard no.
The Conservative Freedom Caucus and other Republicans say the debt ceiling deal does not fix the problem. Representative Scott Perry leads that group.
The greatest threat to America is our debt, and now is the time to act.
But the same Congressman Perry voted for the Trump tax cuts, which economists estimate added more than $1 trillion to the deficit. And he and conservative Republicans also say no to repealing those cuts. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
One part of the debt ceiling deal would force some older Americans to work in order to receive food assistance. Muris Presses with the Utah Department of Workforce Services tells Dave and Dujanovic, the current age limit is 49.
The age limit is that would actually be changing to include folks who are through age 54. So the requirement would actually change from age 18 to age 54.
Under the deal, a lot of able-bodied older adults will have to work at least 80 hours a month to get SNAP benefits. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is battling dementia. The announcement came from the Carter family this morning. They say Rosalynn continues to live happily at home with her husband in Plains, Georgia. ABC's Steve Asensami points out Rosalynn Carter was an early voice for mental health awareness.
She has been a leading mental health advocate for much of her life, starting in the Carter White House. She's tried very hard to start the conversation about, and she was one of the, long before we were openly talking about mental health in the way that we do today, she was leading the charge to treat mental health and to talk about mental health as if we would talk about any other human illness.
Meantime, President Carter's grandson says that Jimmy Carter seemed to be in his final days, but the 98-year-old former president has bounced back. He remains under hospice care at home. KSL News Time 5:04. Today is Elizabeth Holmes' first day as a federal prisoner. The disgraced Theranos founder will spend the next 11 years at a prison camp in Texas. She was convicted of perpetrating a massive hoax about her company's bogus blood testing machine. By the time she gets out, her 2-year-old son will be 13. KSL News Time, 5:05. You remember what the lakes and reservoirs looked like the end of last summer? What a difference a winter makes.
The drought left nearly a 14-inch water deficit going into this past winter, but KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the record-shattering snowfall paid that back in full, even more in some places.
This has been an incredible turnaround. I mean, honest to goodness, you could not have scripted a more dramatic flip.
Kevin says almost all the state is now out of drought stage completely, but despite that, he says we need to take water conservation seriously to avoid getting back into the situation we were in just last year.
We have to change our mentality in Utah to be a water-conserving state, a water-wise state, and good stewards of the resource.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Here we go. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report and Ricky Meese.
Legacy has really gotten bogged down this afternoon for the drive northbound going from North Salt Lake all the way up to Farmington, but it's southbound I-15 shouldering the delays, most of them going from 4500 south all the way to Draper. More delays waiting for you in Utah County. Southbound I-15, American Fork and Linden, and for Redwood Road, delays going. They start after about 150th South and continue to Camp Williams. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:06. Utah Highway Patrol troopers stopped more than 4,000 drivers over Memorial Day holiday weekend. The agency says more than 1,000 of those drivers were speeding. Nearly 100 were doing more than 100 miles an hour, and more than 50 were driving under the influence. Air travel over the Memorial Day weekend topped pre-pandemic levels.
The TSA says it screened 12 million people over the long holiday weekend from last Thursday to Monday. That's an increase of more than 216,000 travelers from the same weekend in 2019. The weekend was the biggest test yet for the airlines after last year's summer meltdowns of cancellations and delays that left thousands of passengers stranded, including over last year's Memorial Day weekend alone when 7,000 flights were scrapped. Derek Dennis, ABC.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News. Hey, let us know. KSL Sports, Utah's professional sports scene will grow in 2025 when the women's professional golf tournament brings one to Ivins.
The Black Desert Resort was chosen by the Ladies Professional Golf Association to host a tour in 2025. KSL-TV's Mark Weaver met with resort managing partner Patrick Manning about the announcement.
Having professional women's golf here is super fun, and we're dedicated, committed to raising it to a level it's never seen.
The tour will also be a big boost to the local economy.
We'll see about 50,000 people during tournament week.
Further details about the tournament will be announced in the coming months. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
BYU could soon get some Mountain West company in the Big 12 Conference. KSL Sports is reporting talks are underway for Colorado to move to the from the Pac-12 to the Big 12. BYU joins the Big 12 this fall. Colorado used to be in the Big 12, but left that conference to join the Pac-12 more than 10 years ago. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes were brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Ricky Meese.
We have this accident westbound on the 21st South Freeway just before you get to Redwood Road, so about 1300 West. And you do have vehicles to the left and right shoulders. If you're going to be traveling that direction, you will see slowdowns back to the I-15 junction. Southbound I-15, lingering delays anywhere from 4500 south into Bluffdale. Northbound I-15, bogged down from South Salt Lake to the 6th South exit. And eastbound I-80, heavy and slow from Bangor over to the West Belt, plus a crash 6200 south 40th West. Mark?
Getting a bit of a backup as you make your way off the freeway, SR-36 into Tooele, down towards about Center Street, Stansbury Park area. As far as west side delays are pretty normal through West Valley on Bangor. And then again through 9800 southbound at 9800 south further on down. And then I-15 in Utah County, no wrecks, but I'm seeing some awfully heavy traffic coming American Fork down to Linden. Steve.
Northbound 15 still pretty busy leaving downtown Salt Lake up to North Salt Lake. Davis County slowdown still there between Bountiful and the Kaysville Ponds. Northbound Legacy, a long, slow ride there between Woods Cross and Centerville. Got delays on the 215 West Belt northbound from 5th South and from, looks like southbound 215 busy as well at 7th North. And southbound Foothill Drive got delays there between Sunnyside Avenue and 21st South. It's Motorcycle Safety Month. Drivers, motorcycles can be easily hidden in a car's blind spot or masked by objects, bushes, or fences. Take an extra moment. Look for motorcycles while changing lanes or turning at intersections. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 80s. We'll stay there for 6 and 7 o'clock, upper 70s for 8, mid-70s for 9, and low 70s for 10. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 50s under partly cloudy skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're at 82 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12, sunset tonight at 8:51 p.m. HBO's series finale of Succession Sunday night brought in some big numbers.
The Succession might not have gone as planned.
I'm the youngest boy!
But a record amount of people saw the Succession series finale Sunday night on HBO. HBO says 2.9 million tuned in live and watched on the streaming service Max, beating out the previous best, Season 4, Episode 6, which drew 2.75 million viewers. It's also a 68% increase over the numbers for the Season 3 finale. Up until the last show, when delayed viewing is added in, Succession's been averaging 8.7 million viewers an episode for Season 4. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Splash Mountain is no more. The iconic Disneyland ride closed today for good. Its connection to the movie Song of the South had racial overtones, so it's being replaced by Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is inspired by The Princess and the Frog. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report is Russia sending spies into Norway. Officials think so, but the spy is not like the typical James Bond spy. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, Norwegian authorities say that a beluga whale wearing a Russian-made harness is swimming off of Sweden's coast. They think it's sending some sort of signals to a Russian military post. Whale watchers are calling it the Norwegian whale. The word for whale combined with Vladimir, I'm not even going to try to say it. I don't know how to say the name correctly. There's now a nonprofit organization, though, created with the sole job of protecting just this one beluga whale. And a marine biologist for that group says he's just a little lonely whale hoping to find other whales that he can hang out with.
Aww. Well, hopefully he's not a spy.
Hopefully he's
Russia.
Not a spy, but he does have a harness. The photos show there is definitely a harness on him.
Is suspicious. One of California's best tools to fight wildfire might violate labor laws. Goats. We're talking about goats. California has long used goats to strategically graze and eat up the dry brush that can fuel fires. But changes to the state's labor laws mean the herders are due a hefty raise, and that could put the companies that own the goats out of business. In the past, they've been allowed to pay the herders a monthly salary rather than an hourly rate. The new law changes that and increases the cost to the companies by thousands of dollars. Of course, they're suing. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new proposed quarry in Parley's Canyon is one step closer to approval, but opponents say it'll pump tons of dust into the Salt Lake Valley and negatively impact the environment. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Salt Lake City police say a man drowned in the Jordan River last night. They have yet to release the victim's name. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We still have the cleanup of this crash westbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching Redwood Road. The vehicles are out of traffic on the left and right shoulders, but it is causing delays back to I-15 and then slow down southbound on Highway 40 from Jordanelle down to River Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy and warm today, but thunderstorms make a comeback in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
83 and a gentle breeze. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House Rules Committee is preparing to take a crucial vote on a bill to avoid a government default.
During the committee hearing, both Democrats and Republicans criticized the agreement made by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. But members also acknowledged,
but it does deliver some wins for Americans.
Republican Congressman Jason Smith. Some Republicans have vowed not to vote for the bill, but McCarthy is shrugging off criticism. In the Senate, a rare moment of unity with both Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praising the deal. If Congress doesn't act, a default is expected on Monday. Lindsay Watts, ABC News, Washington.
South Korea's military says North Korea has launched a purported space launch vehicle not long after announcing a plan to put its first spy military satellite into orbit. There are a lot of questions about the attacks inside Russia, which are blamed on Ukraine, including a drone attack today on Moscow.
We do not support the use of U.S.-made equipment being used for attacks inside of Russia. We've been very clear about that, and we'll continue to do that. And we have been clear, not just publicly, but privately, clearly with the Ukrainians.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The demolition of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, which partially collapsed on Sunday, is on hold after someone was found alive in the rubble overnight.
We have five that are unaccounted for. And two, that we have a firm belief that are potentially still in that building.
Police Chief Jerry Bladel. The federal death penalty trial for Robert Bowers began today. He's accused of killing 11 worshipers in a mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. The Coast Guard is searching for a man who fell from the Carnival Magic cruise ship off Jacksonville, Florida. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down more than 50 points. NASDAQ up over 40. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. This baby is one in a million. Yeah, that was a rare white bison calf that was born recently at Zion White Bison Resort. Co-owner Jared Westhoff told KSL TV's Mike Anderson, it's a privilege to work with such a rare animal.
These bison are, to me, just incredible because they're just special. They're rare. When I was born, 1 in 10 million bison born were white. Now it's about 1 in a million bison born are white. And when you're around them, you can feel that they're just special.
And not for nothing, you hear in the background, he has a really deep voice for a baby, right? Westhoff says the white bison is sacred in many native cultures.
Yeah, so there's a Native American tradition from the Lakota tribe that's very significant to them, and that the white bison represent a return, a rejuvenation period, and in the Christian tradition, it would be the return of our maker.
It sounds like a 75-year-old guy sleeping, right? Westhoff says their white bison calf was no accident. He had a mother and daughter and searched nationwide to find a bull to breed with them.
So he hadn't bred yet, and we picked him up out of Missouri, almost into Arkansas, and was able to get him here, and he's done a fabulous job this year. He bred all four females that we have here, two brown, two white. And he ended up with two white calves and a cinnamon calf and a typical red calf.
A one in a million baby. I mean, listen to this adorable cutie. There you go. And you can see Mike Anderson's full report tonight on KSL TV. It's 5:19. It's time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Ricky Meese.
Oh, that's so cute. We have slowdowns on the 201 tonight westbound between I-15 and the West Belt. Part of it is due to an accident just before Redwood Road, and those vehicles are over to the left and right shoulders. Southbound I-15 still bogged down between 4500 South off and on into Bluffdale. A little bit of slowing on the northbound side up to Bangor Highway, but then more slowing from 2100 South to 6 South. And then the delays we had eastbound on I-80 from Bangor over to the West Belt, those are clearing out. Mark?
We have delays in a few spots. SR-36 coming Lake Point towards Tooele. Not solid the whole way by any means. Mountain View slows southbound at 3500 South, then through Daybreak. Now Bangor fills in nicely between SR-201 and Kearns. Again, southbound at 9800 South, Redwood Road seeing backups. Bluffdale to Camp Williams, southbound I-15 in Utah County. American Fork down to Orem is a struggle right now. Steve?
Got a fresh crash in Salt Lake right now. It's on State Street at 4 South. Meantime, northbound 15 delays between downtown Salt Lake and North Salt Lake. Davis County delays, got scattered delays between Centerville and Layton right now. Slow slog on northbound Legacy between Woods Cross and Centerville. Plus delays on the West Belt both ways between 5th South northbound and on the southbound side from 700 North. Premium checking from America First is more than a regular account. In fact, it's so loaded with benefits and features. It was voted best perks by Money.com. Apply for it today at AmericaFirst.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Over the next 7 days, we're going to return to a more active weather pattern. Now, tonight, partly cloudy and 59 degrees. We'll start off partly cloudy on Wednesday, but then scattered thunderstorms bubble up in the afternoon with a high of 84. A low pressure center coming in from California is going to track across Utah during the day Thursday, Friday, and even into Saturday. That'll develop widespread thunderstorms, a better chance for rain with highs in the 70s and lows in the 50s. We stay unsettled through the weekend, partly to mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s by Sunday, low 80s and a bit of sunshine as we head through the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
82 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check the market close in just a moment. KSL News Time 522.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.